Good morning. Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Dave and Doreen along with Marcus. And it is time for your entertainment news, your Hollywood update. We'll start with some late night shows last night. Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show, part of his monologue.
Well, switching gears, people are talking about this. Yet another photo from the royal family was just found to have been digitally enhanced. It's nice to know that even the royal family has trouble getting a photo where everyone in the family looks okay. It's like, can everyone just make a normal face? Can you just make a normal face? Like you're happy, you're on vacation, come on.
And you said they actually have a timeline now of Kate Middleton allegedly missing and...
Where she's been.
Okay. And now they're saying that that woman that was out shopping with William was maybe not Kate. Maybe it was a body double. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and there's rumors that he was cheating.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Jimmy Fallon last night also talked about the new James Bond.
Some entertainment news. As I mentioned, Aaron Taylor Johnson has been formally offered the role of James Bond. Mm. Everyone's excited. James Bond is the world's most popular spy, not counting TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Very good point.
Yeah.
Also, how good of a spy is he when everyone knows he's a spy? I've often wondered that. Jimmy Kimmel last night.
The NCAA college basketball tournament. This is that magical time of the year when the coworker who knows the least about sports wins $900 in your March Madness pool. And then after the tournament, we go into the NBA Finals and right into the Summer Olympics, which are going to be very different this time around. Now that the pandemic is behind us, the officials running the Olympic Village in Paris have lifted the intimacy ban that was put in place for athletes in 2021. They're planning to distribute 300,000 condoms, which works out to about 21 condoms per athlete, which... You know, if you're having that much sex during the Olympics, you're probably going to miss the Olympics. You should.
Yeah. Jimmy also said this.
Just outside our studio, in fact, Dr. Dre got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That is literal street cred right there.
Tracy Morgan was on The Tonight Show, back to Jimmy Fallon, and he said, he eats Ozempic and dates Dominican women. Here it is.
You look great. Yeah. How are you staying in shape these days?
Well, that's Ozempic. Oh, yeah, but I've learned to eat. I ate Ozempic. I gained 40 pounds.
Really?
Yeah, I gained.
I've never heard anyone gaining 40
pounds. Absolutely. I'm like Magic Johnson. I gained 40 pounds.
How's your dating life? How's it all going?
Dating life?
Yeah, how's it going?
Well, everybody got their own preference. I see a lot of couples in there. I love Dominican women.
Yeah.
That's my thing, Dominican women. I'm dating Dominican women now.
You love? Yeah.
I spend more money on Dominican women than the Yankees spend on their farm team.
Oh, wow. That's
I think he works out the jokes in advance and
tries to
work them in there. Yeah. Tracy Morgan.
He's got to set them up.
Jenny McCarthy was on the Andy Cohen Show, Watch What Happens Live, and she talked about her times at those wild Playboy parties, the Playboy Mansion.
Jenny, what do you remember from your Playboy days?
Oh, my God, where do I start?
Really? Was it a positive experience for you?
For me, because half was married at the time. And there was that big Playboy scandal TV show special.
Yes.
They asked me to be part of it constantly. I'm like, listen, I didn't have that experience. Pamela didn't have that experience.
Right.
We were at a different time, I think.
Right.
I was there when his kids were throwing bacon at me in high chairs.
Right.
It was like the perfect time.
Yes.
But there was so much, still sex going on with, like, gross celebrities in the grotto areas and stuff like that. I went to the party, so I got to see a lot of that action because there was, like, only hot women and the ugliest dudes.
Oh.
They were, like, really, really old. It was like Viagra Central.
Wow. Tell us how you really feel.
They were just really old and disgusting.
Yeah.
Viagra Central. Jenny McCarthy says her rise to fame happened very quickly.
I was actually in a Polish grocery store working there for 7 years, and we sold Playboys there. And I remember ringing somebody up and going, I can do that. It was Anna Nicole Smith, who was the year before me.
Okay.
So I sent in Polaroids to modeling agencies. I was rejected by all of them. And then I decided to just go to the Playboy building and ask. I said, how do people become Playmates? They go, they don't walk in. You have to send a photo. And I was like, all right, bye. I was waiting for the elevator, and the editor walked by, and he said, we have a photo shoot. Do you want to just throw on a bikini?
Are you kidding?
No. And I said, okay. Then I took the bus home. By the time I got home, there was a voicemail on my answering machine that said, we want to test you for Miss October. By the next year, I was Playmate of the Year.
Wow.
Wow.
Just like that.
Yeah. Happened that fast.
Well, I mean, she's cute. She had the body for it, you know, and obviously the guts to go to the Playboy building.
Right. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire opens in theaters on Friday. Bill Murray, interviewed yesterday, said wearing that pack on his back was torture at his age. He said they're really heavy, Wearing it a long time ago was miserable enough. Wearing it now is really torture. We'd laugh about how we'd finish a take and then have to walk up a flight of stairs or something, and we'd just stare at each other like, this is the final one, right? Like,
couldn't they have made it
look like it
lightly, was plastic?
Right, right. Just foam? Like, why?
That's some serious method acting for a Ghostbusters movie.
I guess.
Ben Chan, he lost.
Oh, bummer.
Jeopardy Tournament of Champions.
Who won?
Yogesh Raut, the psychologist from Vancouver, Washington. Yeah. And he kept the momentum going. He won games 5 and 6 because you had to win 3. And Ben had won 2 but couldn't come up with number 3. So he gets number 2. Second place, he gets $100,000. The grand prize was $250,000. Chan, of course, an assistant professor of philosophy at St. Norbert's College. Don't forget about the newest season of Top Chef, all about Wisconsin. Tonight.
Okay, it starts tonight. That's on Bravo, is that?
Bravo,
okay.
Correct.
Yeah. First episode of the 21st season. You typically watch this anyway, don't you?
I love Top Chef.
Yeah.
Never seen it, so.
Nor have I, but I'm going to watch this
one. Me too.
I'm interested to see all the places they go to. I mean, we've seen through the year that they were taping, they would go to, you know, they went to Leon's one day. They were down in 3rd Street Market one day.
So explain to me how it works, this Top Chef. Is it like a competition show?
Yeah. There's, 16 chefs that all compete, and then one gets kicked out every week.
Okay, so, but they're, like, cooking at Leon's, or?
No, they just visited Leon's. They have different locations. There's one central kitchen somewhere, and they never disclosed where this kitchen was. If somebody knows, they can let us know where the actual Top Chef kitchen was. So they would go to various restaurants around the area and do competitions within those restaurants.
Okay, all right.
And they have different themes. I'm sure a lot of cheese themes. You're going to be seeing. Okay.
So again,
I'm excited to see it.
Top Chef tonight, Bravo, as we mentioned, all about Milwaukee. And speaking of chefs, did you know today is National Ravioli Day?
No.
Yeah. And did you know Chef Boyardee was a real guy? And did you know the way we say his name is not the original pronunciation? How do I know all this? Because here's Chef Boyardee from the 1950s. Here's an ad. Here's the chef.
Hello, I'm Chef Boyardee. Perhaps you've seen my picture on Chef Boyardee products. I make real Italian ravioli, small tender macaroni pies filled with hearty Italian seasoned meat, smothered in vine-ripened tomato sauce, and absolutely no preservatives. So delicious. Buon appetito.
Buon appetito. Chef Boyardee.
So he was describing the canned ravioli he makes that way? Okay.
Okay, you had to throw the can in there. Huh?
I mean, okay.
Take the can away and it's so delicious.
Little pockets of macaroni.
Mm-hmm. With seasoned meat. It's so good.
Makes for good breakfasts around here.
Yeah, Marcus eats it out.
Right out of the can.
Not right out of the can. He heats it up. Right?
Oh, that makes it so much better.
Minute and a half of goodiness.
That's your entertainment news for a Wednesday.